Welcome to the No Budget Indie Film Cast, where we dip into the independent film universe to highlight those little films that you might not have heard about elsewhere. Will you agree with our panel, or will our panel agree with each other? Tune in to find out. I am Milo Dennison. With me, as always, is Claire Milan.
Hello.
And Cathal Feeney.
Hello.
All right, Cathal, what did we watch this week?
This week we watched a film called Sing, or in the original language, which is presumably Hungarian, since it's a Hungarian film, Mindenki, and it's directed by Christoph Dieck, D-E-A-K, written by Christoph Dieck and Bex Harvey and Christian Atsola, starring Dorca Gasparfalvi, Dora Tia Heiss, and Sofia Zamosi. Apologies.
I'm sure those pronunciations were spot on.
Yeah, I spent hours practicing beforehand. So the story, it is set in a school, and there's a young girl. She's joined a new school, and the school has a choir, a very good choir, and she wants to join, and she's allowed to join the choir. So she slots in, and she starts singing away, and eventually, soon, she discovers a dark secret about the choir. Now, will I tell you what the dark secret is? Of course I will. Spoiler alert and all that. So she is drawn. She was pulled out at the end of the first practice session by the teacher, choir master, and asked to sing for the teacher. And then the teacher kindly asks her not to sing again and mime in future. So, you know, poor devastated girl, she goes away, and for some reason she comes back and she stands there and she starts to mime instead of actually singing. And then it turns out that she's not the only one. Anyway, that's the kind of the basic setup of the story. It's actually won the best live action short in 2017 at the Oscars. And it's a good sort of morality tale. It's, you know, brilliantly shot, as you might expect from an Oscar winner. Two very nice central performances by the young girls. And the teacher, she was excellent as well. So this is sort of the Disney type baddie. So very enjoyable. I don't know, guys, what do you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's probably a bit long. That's the only thing. As you said, a beautifully shot. Those little girls, they're absolutely fantastic actors. And just so natural. I was trying to figure out what country it was at the start. So I'm not familiar with Hungarian. I did think it was from Scandinavia, but it is Hungarian. And I think it's set in the past at some point, isn't it? It's not set in the present day. And it was just a beautiful tale. And I felt so sorry for the girl when her teacher said not to sing. It was like heartbreaking. And she couldn't tell her friend, and the whole relationship with the friend then. And then when the spoiler alert, like the other people were told not to sing as well, it was heartbreaking, heart-wrenching. And I was so invested in the story. And it's a beautiful, well-written, well-acted, and brilliantly filmed. And no wonder it won the Oscar in as a 2017, which is well-deserved.
Yeah, it's interesting because I moved schools a lot when I was a kid. And so I could totally relate to her nervousness and anxiety about being the new student and stuff, and what people think of you and that kind of things. And so you could see that going in her performance, which was really nice. And then to get to the class and to be I get to sing in a choir, and then have the teacher be the one that puts you down, you just be soul crushing. And so she did such a good job with portraying that in her performance, and which was really nice. And I thought it was interesting too, according to IMDb, this is actually inspired by a true story. So I'm curious how truthful and stuff. But I could see that. I mean, because teachers, they're all humans as well, and maybe a teacher at some point was so obsessed with winning that they would actually tell students, you know what, just don't sing and mime along. And stuff.
I used to do that in choir class. I'd mime sometimes, mime singing. Do you know?
Mm. Oh, wow. This is all revelation. Yeah, I would imagine that it would sound different, you know, so many not singing, you know, to the trained ear. I mean, if a trained ear can pick out that somebody's off key, they can surely pick out that half the choir aren't singing. I just thought looking into it a little bit deeper, that it was allegorical in a way that there was like a certain number of them, you know, weren't singing, but they were, for the most part, they were unknown to everybody else. So, you can imagine this idea in, you know, in a society that you have the haves and the have-nots, and the have-nots are kind of, they're separated, and they're unaware of each other, so they can be easily controlled. And as soon as they realize, actually, there's loads of us here, and then, you know, the haves kind of join in as well. So it's the power of the many, you know, can defeat, you know, the few. And I actually read, I was listening to something recently, and in ancient Rome, there was thousands and thousands of slaves, and it was the idea was sort of proposed one day that they should wear a certain outfit, a certain color. So they could be identified. But then it was also pointed out then that if they were, they could see each other and they would know how many of them there were. So it was knocked on the head.
Interesting. Yeah, you could apply this to a lot of things in life. Like, you know, people being the chosen ones, the good ones, and then the people being not. You know, it's interesting, the girl who is the brilliant singer wasn't like one of those precocious children who thought she was brilliant and everyone, she's like, right, I'm going to sort this out. You know, it was just lovely that it was like that kind of tale rather than, oh, look, I'm so brilliant, you know? And she shared her love for music, or her family's love for music, with the girl who thought she couldn't sing. And she could sing, you know, she could sing.
That's bad. The thing. Yeah.
It seemed like.
Yeah,
just not up to the teacher's level. Yeah, I think the reality would be, yeah, the ones that are good at it would then, you know, make fun of the ones that weren't good at it. They certainly wouldn't all team up against the teacher, and, you know, like that's what school is really like. So
it depends on the child, like how precocious or obnoxious they are, really. Mm-hmm. You could kind of imagine. I mean, you mentioned that it's inspired. I wonder how far the inspiration went, like in real life, because it is a sort of a typical feel good Hollywood ending that appeals to the pulls at the heartstrings, you know.
Yeah, I imagine the ending's definitely not probably inspired by real life. It wouldn't matter. No, I'd imagine it's probably maybe just one or two students were told not to sing in real life.
There would be smart people in the class who said, no, I'm going to sing. You know, because children are naturally like that, most children, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll have to find out. Somehow.
Have you ever been in choirs when you were younger? Have you ever been in school choir or anything? No, you're never in a school choir. We did competition.
I did theater, but not choir. Mm-hmm. And I can't sing, so I probably should have done choir. Maybe I could sing a little better if I had done choir, but. No,
it was funny because we were preparing for these competitions. We had we had to do choir every week, and we had all the things, like the different singing things, styles and little bits coming in here, like what she was doing. That was what we used to do.
And did you do that throughout secondary school? Or?
Yeah, throughout secondary school, we had to do it. And then we went to a competition. We didn't go anywhere. So we spent so long working on those songs.
But you must have a half decent voice now, then, do you?
I suppose I wouldn't be a massive singer, you know. Like I wouldn't be a confident singer at all. It's something I never really explored at all, you know. So I don't know, but, really.
Like if you did it in your kind of formative years,
you must have some sort of voice. I wouldn't be Celine Dion now, or But it's funny because I know we had to be singing in acting school as well. And I was so proud of myself. I spent 3 days working on Maybe This Time from Cabaret with a backing track. And when we had to do our showcase, the girl played another backing track.
Oh,
it
dear.
was apparently there was two backing tracks the same song, and she played the other one, and I spent 3 days working on the wrong backing track.
Maybe this time. No, not this time.
Maybe this time. Not gonna work.
She played Maybe Next Time, did she?
Yeah, probably. I was like, I didn't even tell her. I don't know why I sort of said stop. It was the other track I learned the song to.
Just when we got to the teacher, she was very good as well. And
she's very good. Yeah. I wonder what year was this based in? It was based.
It says, yeah, I was wondering that too, because it says it was made in 2016, but it looks like it was many years before that. Yeah. Especially that opening stuff with when she's going to the school and they're walking around, it has a very old look to it.
Old
and
street.
You can even see in the picture behind you with their wardrobes and stuff.
Yeah. Like post communist, so, the communist kind of nearly. It looked like a doctor, didn't he? I thought it was a mental
hospital. That's what I thought. I thought the reveal was going to be she's actually in a hospital or something.
Like,
and then it kept on going. And it was like, okay, well, I guess she's not in a hospital, but he's wearing a doctor coat for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to comment on it because it could be contemporary for all we know. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to Budapest.
Modern city.
Yeah, I mean, everybody smokes cigarettes everywhere you go, which was kind of annoying. But other than that, you know, it looked reasonably modern. Although I didn't go to any schools, I was there for a film festival.
Maybe this is more of a rural setting somewhere.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And she had that secret room that she took her friend to that would look like it was like an old barn room or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a secret room, but remember they had that little room that they went to and hung out in, like at the girl's home.
I think that was a treehouse, was it?
Is that what it was? A treehouse?
I think it was.
I was thinking it was like a barn or a shed.
Maybe it's a barn, maybe. Yeah. And even the teacher's haircut was very like communist looking or something.
Yeah, well, you know, it could have been because I suppose they were quite excited about going to Sweden. And Sweden would have been seen as almost an acceptable European country, you know, very, very left wing. Mm-hmm. So it was a chance for the teacher probably to get out and, you know, see a bit of the world. So you could well be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't know. But either way, it won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And they got to go to the U.S.
Yeah, and they got to go to the U.S.
Art
exactly.
Imitating
to accept their award.
Yeah. So we do the ratings.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. Claire, you want to go first or you want me to go?
So for me, the acting, brilliant acting, beautiful story. And those little girls were just absolutely fantastic. It was a little long, you know, for a short film, but I still loved it. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Yeah, I agree. It's beautiful, well-written, great acted. But it is, especially the lead up is a bit long. They definitely could have cut some time down at the beginning of the film, I think. So I'm going to go 4 stars as well. It's a very nice film.
Okay, well, I didn't think it was too long. I think that's often a complaint. There's two complaints. Some can be too short or it could be too long.
We're just never happy, are we?
Yeah. This was in the Goldilocks film because, you know, it gives you a chance to flesh it out a bit and let the story kind of evolve. I liked it for all the reasons I've already said. So I'll give it 4.5 stars.
All right. Well, there you have it, No Budget audience. We enjoyed this film. It's called Sing or Mindica. If you want to check it out, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at No Budget Show, or leave a comment if you're watching this on YouTube. And until next time, we'll see you and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.